Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So get this. There's been an increase on the Google box for searches about pet adoption. The phrase "adopt a dog near me" has increased by over 500%.
Oh, wow.
But Jer, why?
Yeah, why?
Why is that going on? Please tell me. Superman. The movie is all about crypto. Honestly, crypto steals the show.
Yeah, but they're doing it because of a fake dog?
It's a fake dog, but the dog, I'm telling you guys, I came in and told you after I saw Superman that the dog was believable.
Yeah.
It really stole the show. It was super cute, and it actually worked for me. I went into Superman thinking, oh, this is going to be dumb with this stupid dog with a cape on it. No, it worked. And it's working for a lot of people because they want to adopt a dog now. The other phrases that are way up, rescue dog adoption near me, and a 300% increase in adopt a schnauzer. Crypto is a mutt, but he's shares some resemblance to a schnauzer.
And I know that he actually was based off the director's dog. So that a lot of his mannerisms and stuff are based on a real dog, makes him believable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all for this. People are
it's
adopting
cute, right?
dogs.
It's
yeah.
cute. I have an adopted dog.
Yeah, rescue.
We have a little
day.
Rescue baby. Yeah. And she's been the best dog I've ever owned.
Yeah.
She's such a sweetheart.
My favorite dog of all time, Nugget, was a rescue dog. May he rest. But yeah, he's so cute. Little baby Nugget Donna.
For those of you that care at all about the Emmy nominations, they were announced yesterday. The big news is Squid Game got hosed. They won 6 awards for their first season.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 0 noms for season 2. Handmaid's Tale got a few. Yellow Jackets. Speaking of this guy again, Patrick Schwarzenegger was not recognized for going full frontal in The White Lotus.
Aww.
Harrison Ford at 83 got his first Emmy nod for Apple TV's Shrinking, which I will tell you guys, highly recommend.
That's crazy.
That's
his
really,
first.
Really
yeah,
good.
Like,
I know. Why didn't he get it for the Yellowstone
I
spin-offs?
Know. What?
You know?
1923.
What the flip? Emmys will air on Sunday, September 14th, and Nate Bargatze is going to be hosting. And on the heels of that story, I found this kind of funny. Broadcast TV viewing fell below 20% for the first time in June. Making it a significant shift as streaming continues to dominate. I will tell you right now, I never have broadcast TV on unless I'm making dinner and I just toss on the local news.
Local news.
Just
I
to
know.
See what's going on so I stay up to date on everything.
Yeah, I told you I didn't have cable for a long time or internet for that matter. So I was kind of reliant on the broadcast channels. But now that I have Netflix and Hulu and Peacock.
It's all about the streaming,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I don't necessarily. I still go to certain, the news, as you said, when
that's
I
it.
Need certain information. That's what I go to it for. But as far as watching shows, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, either am I. Like, there's never a time where I'm like, wow, I got to throw on Nickelodeon. You know, never. It's all about streaming.
I wonder what the slime looks like now.
And I've talked to Nick Nack about this because we literally watch two channels. I pay for YouTube TV, which you get all your locals and all that. It's $90 a month. And we watch two channels. One is a local news station, and the second is a national news station.
You just need to get your antenna, and then you can stream
national
news.
I think so.
I bought an antenna at Target for $20, and it gives me all the channels. I get 2-1 and 2-2.
You got dash channels?
I got dash channels, Jared.
Hold on, everybody. Katie's bragging this morning.
And it's just one time payment of $20. That's
it. I might need to explore that. Does it look pretty clear and everything on the TV
that I gave you? You know, when it rains, you got to mess with it a little. But,
put some foil on
it. What I don't like is it's just like a white square that I have to put on my wall. And so, and then there's
exactly.
So that's a big, it's not the best looking thing, but, and it kind of has to be like, you can't put a picture over it because then it won't get the signal.
Oh.
Maybe I need to upgrade on a different antenna.
Maybe I just don't need to watch TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I truly, there will be days, I mean, we'll go a week without the TV on. I mean, we don't ever really watch TV, and I'm paying for Disney and Netflix and YouTube and Hulu and Prime. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
I know.
I need to cancel them all
and read a book.
You should really look into that.
Speaking of Prime, today marks the 30th anniversary of Amazon starting to sell books online.
Holy cow.
You guys want to hear a really old interview with Jeff Bezos?
Let's hear it.
Sounds a little bit like a Muppet. Here you go.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I'm the founder of Amazon.com. 3 years ago, came across the startling statistic that web usage was growing at 2,300% a year. So I decided I would try and find a business plan that made sense in the context of that growth. And I picked books as the first best product to sell online.
Really?
Making a list of like 20 different products that you might be able to sell. And books were great as the first best because books are incredibly unusual in one respect. And that is that there are more items in the book category than there are items in any other category by far.
You can just tell from that interview that the dude has confidence that this is going to take off, I think.
Is that what you
did?
Yeah,
like, I did. And I talked a little bit like
Jeff Bezos,
like,
that's never, what he sounds like? He never has to say, I'm Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon.
No,
anymore.
Not anymore.
No, he has his own song.
Yes, he does.
Jesse Bezos.
You know what? I saw a story about him, how when he smiles, one of his eyes looks normal and the other one looks like he's crazy.
He does have crazy, one crazy eye.
I know, like everybody kind of does that. If you smile and take a picture of yourself, one of your eyes is squintier than the other. And it's literally like one of them looks crazy.
Now you're going to make me go look.
I try so hard not to allow that to happen.
You know what I mean though, right?
Oh, yeah,
like it happens all the time.
I put a toothpick in that eye so it stays open.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, quick, take it.
They're both crazy.
All right, Katie, what's going on locally?
Okay. Well, Wallet Hub, they released their list of the 2025 best and worst cities for first-time home buyers across the nation.
No.
There were 300 cities on this list, and quite a few of them from right here in Colorado. The one that ranked the highest was Thornton, and Thornton coming in at number 16.
Go, Thornton, go.
Yeah, I love Thornton.
Do you?
I do.
I just don't because my mother-in-law lives there.
Oh, okay.
So. I try to avoid Thornton at all costs.
Zoe's up in that area, and her whole life has been in the North Denver part of the metro. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of
Thornton.
Does
she live by herself or with?
No, she's with her dad.
With dad,
yeah,
okay.
She lives with her dad up there.
I didn't know if she was
living
with her boyfriend yet.
No, her boyfriend actually lives a block away with his mom.
Wow, that's actually very convenient.
Okay.
Either the
days.
Cutest thing I've ever heard or the lamest, most sad thing I've ever
Bless
heard.
Bless their heart, right?
So that's where do they saying. Go to make out?
Their cars.
cars, right? Okay.
This is when they do date night. Exactly, right?
You find them in the back of a Hot Topic.
I know,
going
yeah.
At it.
Yeah, right. You know when you're that young. It's just anywhere. The world's your oyster. Arvada, number 23 in Colorado Springs, 37. But
right.
As I said, quite a few Colorado cities making it on this list. We know it's a good place to
live. That was for
live.
Most affordable or just best cities?
They put in a few different things. Affordability rank, the real estate market in the area, and
gotcha.
The quality of life. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, right. But we were on the best cities, none of them making the worst cities, which is good. It's pretty
Great.
Good there. Moving on to the next one. Did you see DIA has a concert series?
No.
I was like shocked by this.
I'm Tell me about it right now.
Go watch live music
Any big
in the
artists?
Airport. Not really. They're going to have the music in the open air
They all
plaza.
Sing I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Exactly.
Like every song. Oh,
John
and
Denver.
Over and over and over.
Everyone. Jepson Terminal is where you can find it, right? So,
so it's inside.
Yeah. So inside, they're going to have multiple concerts throughout the summer. And I guess they've done this before. It's the first I've heard of it, though. And I just thought it was
That's
interesting.
That's cool, yeah.
At when you're on your way to catch your flight, if you're there on any of these days, you can see some of the acts. And a few local DJs, DJ K-Tone and DJ Bella Scratch. Are you familiar?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of Bella Scratch.
Like,
Bella Scratch.
Seriously, she is great. She's
we had Bella Scratch
DJ.
Playing as our first dance for our wedding. We had some of her
cute.
Music playing. Yeah, wiki,
really?
Wiki, wiki.
No, you didn't.
Katie.
No,
Katie.
I'm sorry.
Nobody knows who Bella Scratch is.
She's a local DJ. Like she talks on the radio, and she also spins at clubs and stuff. Like, she's
Does
great.
She?
She's amazing.
That's awesome.
Clubsandstuff.com.
Bella Scratch. So you can see some local
You love
talent.
Bella Scratch?
I do.
Really?
I
what's
really
her
do.
What's her favorite? What's her most famous song?
No, she's not like a song
Scratch
artist.
Attack.
She is a mix. She's on the ones and twos. She's a DJ.
What's her best remix?
I don't know. Like, I just like how she does it.
Yes.
I like her as a person. I like what she has to say. Okay?
Are you getting some kickback from Bella Scratch this morning or
not,
something? Did she text you this morning and be like, hey, Katie, mention my name 15 times and I'll send you a $20 bill.
Stick, yeah.
DJ Kato might be giving me a little something, but no, DJ Bella Scratch is not. I was kidding. I was kidding.
It sounds like the name of a cat. Doesn't it sound like the name of a cat that's
Kinda.
Like has a scratching post?
Bella always... Scratch sounds like a stripper name.
But no, Scratch is because she's scratching.
Yes,
right.
We
the
know.
Wheels
we
steel,
get it.
You're
right?
making money.
Okay,
we get it.
I'm
you're
not.
Getting kickback.
I'm not. I just think it's neat that DIA has a concert series on the fly.
I will say, all joking aside, that's kind of nice if you're parked at the airport and you've got nowhere else to go. You can go listen to some tunes.
Totally.
Yes.
And, you know, have yourself a cocktail and kick back and listen to Scratchy.
Tell DJ
Itchy and Scratchy.
Bella Scratch that Katie said hi. All right? Thank you.
And where's my money?
Okay. Okay, the pedestrian bridge. Oh,
that bridge can go to hell.
You and everybody else thinks that too. It's so funny.
It's the dumbest idea.
Yeah, and now Governor Polis is like, you know what? Fine. If nobody likes it, we're going to put an online vote up and you can go and tell us how you feel. It's funny because he was even saying, he's like, I just want people to give me a good look at what we're thinking. I don't want it to be like 51-49. I need it to be 70% we want it and 30% we don't.
Explain a little bit to people who have no idea what you're talking about, what this is.
So the pedestrian bridge is what Governor Polis would like to put up on the Capitol to celebrate our birthday next year. And it's going to cost like $29 million to do this. And a lot of people are thinking, oh, my gosh,
it's a bridge
ridiculous.
To nowhere. Essentially.
It's a bridge to nowhere.
It's a bridge to nowhere.
It is essentially just art that he's wanting to put up on the lawn, which it's not the worst idea, but I think it's because it costs.
It's up there, Katie.
Okay,
not the
it's
best.
One of the Stupid. Worst ideas. But he did unite people from both sides of the aisle. We don't talk politics much on this show, but both Republicans and Democrats agreed that it is stupid.
So is this both of them in this audio and forth? Or
It's hard to see where you can justify the funding for something like this.
This is a $29 million art installation that I believe is financially irresponsible and completely tone deaf.
Thank you, whoever that was.
Wow. There you go.
And we have schools that are complaining every summer that they don't have air conditioning, and the kids are dying in there. The teachers are dying of the heat. Put some air conditioning in the schools.
We need a bridge.
Get this bridge out of here.
There are way better ways we can celebrate the upcoming birthday. And that's a big thing.
Get some sparklers.
Governor Polis wants to make a splash because it's America's 250th birthday next year. And so a lot of states are pulling out all the stops. And I know this is him just trying to be like, look what we can do with our $29 million bridge.
Yeah, put some air conditioning in the schools.
And so if you'd like to go vote again, that online poll is everywhere. So you can go put in your 2 cents as well. But as everybody is essentially saying, this is not a good
idea. Expand the lanes on Spear that money.
Like,
we were stuck on Spear a couple weeks ago and we were cursing.
Gosh,
Spear's
dude.
The worst.
It was horrible.
Put the money into that.
The amount of people I cut off that day, it was crazy,
well, that's
right?
A normal Tuesday for
so where can, it's a normal Tuesday.
Where can we vote?
If you just go online, search pedestrian bridge, Governor Polis, it'll come
I'm
up
gonna
for
vote
you.
Twice. I'm going to vote.
Yeah, I know our friends at Nine News had something up on their site as well where you can go all and just vote for that. But yeah, go make your voice heard and tell them the bridge is dumb. Colorado's $24 million Firehawk helicopter, though. Everybody was pretty excited about this. So this thing can get anywhere in Colorado in an hour. And with all of the fires that we're dealing with in our state right now, we need this. Like, we need this helicopter. And Governor Polis made it a big deal when we got it a couple years ago. But here's the thing is it's been doing its thing and now it has to be taken out of service for maintenance. This is required maintenance. Well, people are worried, though, because right now there are five big fires across the
state. Do that in December.
And we need this. We need this helicopter up there helping us, especially. Do you see that one in Gateway? That fire doubled in size.
We need a
helicopter
up there.
I get that the forest needs mitigation, and this is all Mother Nature. I understand people's argument there, but Gateway is one of my favorite places on the planet. They have that car museum out there, and as you're driving out to the car museum, there's all the cows that block you on the road. Like, it is quite the journey out to Gateway, and I love it so much. So I just hope everything and everybody's safe out there because, man, those fires are nuts,
right? Well, that's
right?
Cool. The Firehawk is essentially a civilian version of the Black Hawk helicopter.
Yes.
So that's like, that is a really, really high-tech helicopter
plane.
It is.
It's
oil change.
And so they need to, because that's the thing, is it's how many miles it's flown. After it reaches a certain point, it has to undergo that maintenance. It's just part of the process. So, but this maintenance, it's going to take like 5 weeks. So
they
should have
done that in like the winter.
Hey,
for a
minute. Quick question. Do cows love car museums?
They
do.
Do you not know
what's
that?
What's the deal with that?
It's like favorite thing. Like,
the car,
like,
they like old Camaros
they do.
Or what?
They love the old cars. They're like.
If we could only drive.
They guard the cars. They
is
do.
That what it is?
They
okay.
make sure
I didn't know
that
the correlation.
The people- come into the cars worthy. So, yeah. Have you never been to the Gateway Museum?
I don't think I have, and I'm a car freak. I've never heard of it.
Well, when you make your way there and through the
I'm deathly afraid of cows, though, so I don't know if I can make it.
And their driving skills.
I don't like milk.
Close your eyes while you're driving through them.
Thump, thump.
Move.
All right, you got anything else?
Yes.
Okay. Good one.
And then okay, so this is great for Nuggets. So it's a Bleacher Report put out this list, right, Josh? Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, I'm sorry. I was Nuggets? Yeah.
So Bleacher Report put out a list, the top 100 basketball players of all time. I know. And
Mutombo.
Yes, he's on there.
Is he really?
Denver Nuggets making this
That's
list.
That's what I know.
Very exciting.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yes, Carmelo. Okay, I'm going to let you guess.
Go ahead. Don't. That's
those are your two?
Joker.
Yes.
Aaron Gordon.
No.
The other guy.
Yes.
The guy who had his very intimate video leaked online.
Oh, no.
Not Joel.
What language do you speak?
English.
There we go.
Oh, is that one?
Alex English.
Hey, one of the best. That's all I got. Chauncey, and Dan Issel.
Mr. Parker.
Hey, actually, Dan Issel's a good guess.
Dan Issel's
I will
a
say.
Good guess. Okay. Yeah, but
didn't
Chauncey
quite make
Billups,
it, but
number.
Chauncey's awesome because he's Colorado through and through.
Ed McCaffrey.
Mr. Parkhill. Well, no. Different sport.
No, he's on the top list for mustard.
Carl Mecklenburg. Yeah.
Nope.
Again, different list. Heck of a guy.
Heck of a dude.
That's Jaron Sports at Denver's Mix 100.
The highest Nugget would have to be Nikola Jokic. He came in at number 17
kind of a big deal.
On the list. Josh and I both agree he should be higher.
He should be top 15,
he
but
needs to
that's
be
okay.
top 15. But right. hey, to show in the top 20, let's
yeah,
go Nuggets!
That's awesome.
That's great. Woo. We love our Nuggets.
We do.
As you can tell, I'm very tapped into that team.
Yes,
Carl Mecklenburg.
Carl Mecklenburg.
Who hasn't even played for the Broncos since like 89, dude. In so long.
It's like Rod Smith. Why not?
It's just fun to say. All right, guys, that's it. There's your Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.